This is the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update.
We'd like to say that, in our opinion, it is not suitable for children or for those of you who may have a nervous disposition.
This is the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update. All the classic rock news of the day. With your host, Jeremy Lunnon.
Breaking news. Yes, it's a Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update. It's not just any daily update. Guys, it's the Taco Tuesday update. It's a big deal every week, to be honest. Do you have a place? Like, do you have a regular place you go to on Tuesday for tacos? I do. There's a place, it's $1 tacos. They're terrible. But the good news is they're only a buck, right? So hope you make it a great Taco Tuesday today. Let's get to the news. Some sad news. Late last night, across the wires, we heard that Eric Carmen, remember him? Go all the way. And also, Hungry Eyes. What about... You make me, turn the radio up for the sweet sound. You know, make me lose control. Guy had a great voice. He really did. He passed away, 74 years old. I was watching some footage of just a few years ago. The guy still sounded great. Still had a great voice. So always a bummer when we see these legendary rock artists pass away. Died of unspecified causes. So we don't know exactly, what he died, but on his official website, it said, quote, "It is with tremendous sadness that we share the heartbreaking news of the passing of Eric Carmen." This is from his wife, Amy. "Our sweet, loving, and talented Eric passed away in his sleep over the weekend. It brought him great joy to know that for decades, his music touched so many and will be his lasting legacy." Of course, the Raspberries, really, and I'll admit, you know, I was really kind of only familiar with Go All the Way, which is a catchy tune, great guitar riff and catchy vocals. I just a quick cursory listen to Raspberry stuff. I'm going to spend some time listening to, the Raspberries, some catchy stuff, right? Catchy stuff. And it sounds like the great pop rock of the 70s, exactly what you'd expect. But I dug it. So I'll be going back and listening to more of that. Slash will support his new blues covers album, Orgy of the Damned, with this summer's inaugural Serpent Festival, bringing a slew of rock and blues artists along for the ride. So what is the Serpent Festival? Is this snakes? Is this like a snake show? People with snake? No. Serpent, it turns out, is an acronym that stands for Solidarity, Engagement, Restore, Equality, and Tolerance. They've got all the buzzwords in there. I mean, what's not to like? Slash says, speaking of his involvement with the Serpent Festival, he says, quote, "I thought it would be a great time because of all the divisions and whatnot that are happening in this country on a social level to try and bring some solidarity and acceptance and support different groups. I want to really sort of bring people together and make this a celebration of all different kinds of people and all kinds of different ways of thinking. I just thought that would be a good vehicle for that. So, you know, celebrate the colors of the rainbow. Let's all come together, kumbaya, and check out my album, Orgy of the Damned." All right. Okay, Judas Priest. I've been talking a lot about him because, guys, I'm excited. I'm excited about the new album. And it even caused me to go back and listen to Firepower again. And I'd listened to Firepower and I thought, it's fine. But, and I guess it's just that because I was so rejuvenated by Invincible Shield, that even Firepower sounded better to me than last time I listened to it. But they had their first show. They kicked off the tour, the first show in Glasgow. I saw all kinds of clips and stuff from the Glasgow show last night, and it looked and sounded pretty good. So lots of fan shot video that you can check out. Spend some time today on Facebook or YouTube. I think you'll like what you see and hear. So that's exciting news that the Priest is on the road again. Yeah. And in fine form, playing three songs from the new album, by the way. That's pretty cool. More good news. Legendary rockers Blue Oyster Cult have shared the second single from their upcoming album, Ghost Stories, which is due out on April 12th via Frontiers. The video that they released is for the song Don't Come Running to Me, and I watched that this morning. Let me just say the song is way better than the video. Okay, the video, I mean, it's like, I don't know. Some of these videos, you know, this AI thing, okay, I get it, right? It's gonna take over the world and be like Terminator. I mean, eventually that's what it'll be. But right now, AI is just stupid, okay? Like the AI videos, the little cartoon, dumb. And this, unfortunately, this Blue Oyster Cult video. Love the song. Love Blue Oyster Cult. It's just a stupid video. I don't mean to be negative, but it's dumb. And it's got stupid little AI animated. Remember how dumb the Kiss avatars are? It's like that, only dumber. Someone's got to say it, guys. Sorry. But anyways, this album that Blue Oyster Cult has coming out is called Ghost Stories. And what this is a collection of reimagined and completed songs that span from 1978 to 2016. Most of them are from 78 to 83. But then there's one track from like 2016 that's included. But it's mostly late 70s, early 80s. So if that's your era, and to me, I mean, that's where I was kind of getting into them, right? It was Fire of Unknown Origin. Of course, we had Agents of Fortune was a little before that, but you know, Burning for You, all of that, that's kind of what drew me into Blue Oyster Cult. So the fact that this music is from 78 to 2016, I think that's pretty cool. I'll definitely want to check this out. And the song, what's it called again? Don't Come Running to Me. The song is awesome. Don't get me wrong, guys. I kind of poo-pooed the video because the video is poo-poo. But the song itself, don't let that scare you. You don't have to watch the dumb video to hear the good tune. But anyways, the album comes out April 12th, and it's definitely one that I'm going to check out because I think it will be awesome. All right, I do have an email that I want to get to today. This is a short – I just realized this is a short update today. I'm not – I didn't intentionally do that. I just, you know, as a journalist, I don't make up the news. I react to the news. Nothing I can do about it, guys. But here's an email. Classic Guitar Rock. By the way, email me. Email me. That was weird. Okay, shoot me an email, classicguitarrock@mail.com. M-A-I-L. Don't do the other mail. That could cause, might not be what you want. Okay. ClassicGuitarRock@mail.com. Classic Guitar Rock. Recently started listening to the daily update and went back to check out most of your older episodes of the podcast. One question. Any love for Metallica? I have never heard you mention the greatest metal band of all time. Metallica. What gives? I don't mention Metallica very much. I don't want to ruffle feathers. They're huge. Metallica is great. And I've mentioned this before. There are a handful of artists that as people, I really like them. I just cannot get into their music. I've watched the documentary about Metallica the one, you know, it goes through them, you know, firing. What's that called? I can't remember what it's called. It's several years old. Fascinating, riveted. I love Metallica as a group of individuals. Hetfield, Kirk Hammett, even Lars, the bass player, Jason Newsted. Who's the current bass? I'm embarrassed. I can't remember. Robert Trujillo. Is that who it is? Anyways, I love all those guys as people. I am just not a big fan of Metallica's music. I'm sorry. I'm just not. And when I hear, you know, people talk about them in the same, even maybe over an Iron Maiden or a Judas Priest, and I don't see it that way. I'm sorry. And I don't mean to be offending anyone, because like I said, I love the members of the band. I'm not into their music. I don't think it's bad. Just not a huge fan. I get way more excited about an Iron Maiden or a Judas Priest than Metallica. And it is what it is. It's very subjective, right? I've said that before. I love Alice Cooper to death. I cannot get into his music. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. So this is from Mike S. in Athens, Ohio. So Mike, I hope we can still be friends, but I want to like them. I do. I just don't. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know how I can make this better for you. But obviously they're a huge band, one of the biggest bands in the world. But you're right. As I'm thinking back, I'm not sure I've ever really talked about them that much. It's not that I dislike them. It's just that they're not in my zeitgeist that often. Tucker checking in. Saint Anger was the worst album. Some Kind of Monster was the fallout of this album. Hetfield's Demons. James is an interesting character for sure. I shouldn't use the word character, because I really like James. I think he's awesome. And you know, here's the thing about a band, any band, right? Tucker, thanks for your comments. Especially a band like a Metallica, right? That you know, entered the public spotlight at a time when they were pretty young, right? And they basically grew up before our eyes. We saw, you know, obviously the death of Cliff Burton, you know, Newsted coming in. We saw them go from this raggedy, and at the time, you know, I think their first major tour was opening for Ozzy Osbourne at a time when, you know, he's like wearing nightgowns and got big hair and kind of had lost the fire. And then Metallica came and basically kicked everyone in the butt, which was a good thing, right? They came at a great time when pre-grunge, really, they weren't grunge, they were metal, but they were like the working man metal. They remembered what rock and roll was supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be nightgowns and hairspray like Ozzy was doing during the Ultimate Sin, right? So Metallica comes along and kicks Ozzy in the butt and a lot of other makeup pretty boys in the butt. And then, of course, grunge put a dagger in the heart of the hair metal, which, you know, it was deserved, right? A lot of it was deserved. I will say this. I like Metallica way better than most of the grunge stuff, but they're just not super high on my list. That's my own personal opinion. I love the band. I do. Kirk Hammett very much was like into Randy Rhoads and Michael Schenker, and the guitarist that I love, he loved. And he's obviously a great guitar player himself. I just have not gotten into their music. It doesn't have the same sense of melodicism and hookery, right? If that makes sense, that I like in my, you know, a band, take a hair metal band, right? Take a band like Dokken, or Rat. Yeah, they were hair metal, but they had hooks, right? They had great guitar playing. They had catchy lyrics. They had vocal hooks. They had harmonies. And I like that stuff. I'm a sucker for melodic hard rock. And Metallica didn't really have the melody, the melodic, the catchy choruses, which I kind of missed. So we could do a whole discussion on that. Obviously, they're very successful. A lot of people love Metallica. And like I said, I don't dislike them. I just have never... I'm going to get in trouble. I don't own a Metallica album. I don't. Never bought one. But like I said, Mike, I hope we can still be friends. I hope you'll keep listening. But they're important. Super important band. I get that. I just, you know, music is subjective. It's subjective. Guys, that's what I got for you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I would love to get an email from you. Send me an email, classicguitarrock@mail.com, and we'll do it all again tomorrow. Live long and prosper. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
Thanks for listening. You can email Jeremy at classicguitarrock@mail.com.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Tune in each weekday for the Classic Guitar Rock Daily Update.